Hello everyone, my name is Portia Stanton-Noble and I'm a salesperson for the Professionals Real Estate in Clare Valley. Thank you for joining me for another House Hunt podcast. And this month's topic will be about conveyancing. And if you're thinking of selling your home or land in the near future, conveyancer can assist you with the legalities required. When it comes to signing any official documents, as you know, protecting your rights and interests are very important. This time around, my special guest is Tanya Furler, Principal Solicitor of Furler & Co. Thank you, Tanya, very much for meeting with me today.
Thank you for having me, Portia.
I guess we only become aware of conveyances when we need them, usually when a vendor's property is under contract and on its way to settlement. In your own words, Tanya, what is conveyancing and at what stage does someone engage a conveyancer?
Conveyancers are generally engaged at the time when a contract is entered into by the vendor and the purchaser, mm-hmm. and the conveyancer will manage the process of transferring that property from the vendor to the purchaser.
Right. And in some states, form ones are prepared by solicitors. Can a conveyancer here still prepare form one for a private buyer or seller?
A conveyancer definitely can prepare a Form 1, and for those of you who don't know, a Form 1 is also referred to as a vendor statement. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a document that provides a large amount of information about the property to the purchaser, and once it is served, in most cases, the purchaser will have two clear days, business days, to call off from the purchase if they read information in that Form 1 that they're concerned about. So it is a very important document, and it is incredibly important that it is created and produced so that it's accurate. If the Form 1 is found to be defective, it will need to be prepared again and then reserved on the purchaser, who will again have that cooling off period to make a decision as to whether they proceed with purchasing that property.
Now, how much does a conveyancer usually cost, like a ballpark figure?
It is a little bit hard to give a figure as to what a conveyancer will charge you. It does depend a lot on the type of transaction that's taking place. However, for basic residential sale and purchase matters, you will find conveyancers who will charge you just under or just over $1,000. So if you're looking at obtaining finance, most brokers will tell you to factor in around about $1,000 for the conveyancing costs.
Okay. And in a straightforward sale, what tasks do the conveyancer undertake for their client?
If a conveyancer is acting for a vendor, they can prepare the contract, they can prepare the Form 1, mm-hmm. they will order all of the searches that are necessary for the preparation of that Form 1. They'll then meet with their clients and complete what we call the verification of identity, mm-hmm. and they will then prepare all of the adjustments, so adjust the council rates, emergency services levy, water and sewage rates on the land. If there's any tenants in the property, they will calculate exactly how much money needs to be adjusted for the vendor to potentially pay to the purchaser at settlement to cover all of those costs. So that's what we do for the vendor. But if we're acting for the purchaser, then we are also generally discussing finance with the broker and the bank. Right. And as such, with the vendor also, if there's a mortgage on the property, we'll manage all of the discharge of mortgage process as well.
Okay. And usually other people refer someone to a conveyancer. So how does a vendor know that they have a good conveyancer working for them?
Like with engaging anybody to act for you, generally word of mouth is good. You can rely on people that you know or family who have used a conveyancer before. If they were happy with their service, then I imagine that you would also be happy with their service. You do need to be careful because you can find yourself in a situation where if you don't really understand what a conveyance is meant to do for you, mm. then you're not really sure exactly what kind of service you should be receiving and what it is that you need to do yourself and what the conveyancer should be doing as well. So if you don't know the conveyancer and you don't have any family or friends that have used a conveyancer mm. that they would recommend to you. Ask your agent, ask the real estate agent, or if all else fails, you can ring the Law Society or the Institute of Conveyances to be referred to somebody as well.
That's good advice. And now, Tanya, I noticed you have an office in the city and another one up here in the country. Is there a reason behind that?
The main reason for that, Portia, is I have a young family, so I find that the country life is nicer for that and a little bit more relaxed.
Oh, good.
However, because we also offer services in family and criminal law, we are required to be in the courts fairly regularly and also attend property settlements in the city. So having an office in the city helps us to have that base where we can meet clients and also have, computers and printers, etc., that we require down there to attend court as well.
Oh, good. Now, Tanya, can you tell us about an interesting situation, you know, something unusual that you've come across?
I'd have to say that the thing that I find funniest in my line of work would probably be the instructions I receive when I'm preparing people's wills.
Oh.
And as gory as it sounds, what people would like done with their bodies after they pass away. I do find that a lot of people will tell me that they want to be buried in multiple pairs of socks or with their Ugg boots on because they can't stand to have cold feet.
Well, that's fair enough, yes.
And recently I was asked to draft a will with my client wanting to be buried in a gold-plated coffin. So,
oh, right. Oh, wow.
I made sure that there were plenty of funds in that estate so that wish could be carried out.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you very much for your time and your advice today, Tanya. Now, if you have any suggestions for another House Hunt podcast, please send it to the Gawler Broadcasting Association website. In my next podcast, I will be talking to a local property manager to find out about renting and rentals in general. There will be a lot of information presented then, so we might actually cover that topic in two or three sessions. But as always, keep well and drive safe.